The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. We notice in 1 Samuel 8, beginning in verse 4, what God had to say and what Israel had to say here. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, "Look, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make for us a king to judge us like all the nation." But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." So Samuel prayed to the Eternal. And the Eternal said to Samuel, "Heed the voice of the people and all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me that I should not reign over them." My friends, notice what God is saying that took place here. He said his chosen people, the one that he had worked with, the people that he had brought out of slavery and worked many miracles for while they were in slavery, and after he brought them out of slavery, gave them the land of Canaan, destroyed other nations that were stronger and mightier than they, and gave them their land. And God says, "They have rejected me that I should not reign over them." Verse 8, "According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even to this day, with which they have forsaken me and served other gods, so they are doing to you also." In other words, God was telling Samuel, he said, "Well, that's nothing new, Samuel. They've done this to me. They've rejected me and served other gods ever since I brought them out of the land of Egypt." Well, Israel rejected God as their king. God said they didn't want him ruling over them. They didn't want to live by God's law or any part of God's word. And that's exactly what God requires. That is, if he is your king or your God, he requires you to obey him if he's going to be your true God and your king. God wanted to be the king of all peoples in the beginning. Adam and Eve rejected that. The pre-flood world rejected that, except for a few, beginning with Abel, that you can read of in the early chapters of Genesis. The world after the flood rejected God's rule very shortly this side of the flood. Then God raised up a special people, Israel, through the seed of Abraham, hoping they would obey his word and his laws and be a model nation for the world. God wanted to be their king and true God forever. But as we read in 1 Samuel 8, they totally rejected God and followed the pagan worshiping nations around them. Yes, followed the nations, wanted to follow the nations that God had driven out before them because of their rampant sin. We, the United States and Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, we are the modern nation of Israel. We are the descendants from the people that we've been reading about here. God promised the birthright blessings to our people, that is, the physical and the material riches of the earth, and promised that he would protect and help in all our troubles, and made unconditional promises to Abraham, the physical father of the nation of Israel, after he offered his son Isaac as God had commanded him to. And 3,000 years later, God began fulfilling that promise he made to Abraham after he had withheld it for over 2,500 years because of the many sins of ancient Israel. God also says in many places in his word that he will strip us, the United States and other Israelite nations, of these blessings because of our many sins. Our nation was founded on biblical and religious principles. John Adams said, "Our Constitution was only for a moral and religious people," and that is so true, and that it would not work for any nation that wasn't moral and religious. We were much closer to God at that time than our Constitution when it was formed, and it worked just fine for almost 200 years. But our morals have declined very rapidly in the last 40 to 60 years, and we are chipping away at our Constitution because we are drifting away and turning our back on God, his word, and his law, which are true values. We are rejecting the foundation of knowledge, God's word, and that includes his moral and spiritual laws, the Ten Commandments, and the offshoots of them, the statutes and the judgment, which teach us the principles to base all our decisions and projects on, and our standard to live by. And this world and our nation have rejected these values and this knowledge. We have made our own standards, and we see the results. Notice what God had to say to our forefathers, and it's a prophecy for our day today. Back in Hosea 4, beginning in verse 1. Hosea 4, verse 1. Hear the word of the Eternal, you children of Israel. For the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. Now you might want to ask yourself, are you a truthful person? Are you a merciful person? Do you have knowledge of God and His ways? God is speaking to you and me as well as our forefathers back at that time. He goes on here in verse 2, he tells us some of our problems. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing, and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed after bloodshed. In other words, God is saying they're doing what they want to do. They don't restrain themselves anymore at all. Everyone is going his own way and fulfilling his emotions, whatever they may be. Verse 3, therefore the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away, with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. Even the fish of the sea will be taken away. Yes, God says that our land would mourn, and our land is mourning, my friends. And if you aren't mourning, you are a rare person indeed. Because we have so many troubles and problems that our way, due to the fact that we have rejected God's way, our way has brought all of these troubles and problems on us. God says we break all restraints. In other words, everything goes. Don't restrain your emotions. Live and do as you see fit. 50, 60 years ago, divorce was rare and frowned on. Live-ins unheard of in our nation. Same-sex marriages never thought of. Yes, we were a moral and a religious people. Not perfect, but we did have many restraints. Adultery, lying, dishonesty, stealing, lusting, making the dollar the bottom line wasn't running wild as we see it today. We still had a lot of knowledge of God and His laws, and we didn't have near the troubles that we have today. Had you ever thought about that? God goes on here in Hosea 4, beginning in verse 6 again, verses 6 through 7, says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God is speaking to you and me, my friends. He is speaking to this nation and the English people. Yes, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I also will reject you from being priests for me, because you have forgotten the law of your God. I also will forget your children. God said we have rejected knowledge. God said we have forgotten His law, which was a standard and is a standard that God gave for us to live by, for the whole world to live by, for that matter. Verse 7, the more they increase, the more they sinned against me. Well, ancient Israel did that, and we have done the same. Yes, the more that we increase, the more we sin against God. God brings that out in Jeremiah 30, verse 31, if you'd like to read that. I will change their glory into shame. Yes, indeed. God says our glory is going to be turned into shame. Yes, God says we are destroying ourselves for lack of true values, God's way of life, and God is speaking to the United States and the British people. God is speaking to you and me individually. You don't have to reject God's way and follow the crowd. You don't have to do that, my friend. But human nature is impatient and wants to take charge, and human nature wants to follow the crowd, usually not questioning whether they are right or wrong. That's what our forefathers, ancient Israel, did. Do we do that today? Just maybe you should ask yourself that question. Do you follow the crowd and not questioning whether they are right or wrong? Well, this account in 1 Samuel 8 shows that Israel didn't want God ruling over them. And it also tells us that God was on top of things. He knew what was going on and what the heart and mind was thinking. God is the same today. You don't fool your Maker. God knows if you are sincere in obeying Him, or if you are only having a form of godliness and are denying God's power and authority in your life. You don't fool God, my friend. You don't put on a spiritual front and fool God. Notice God goes on in verses 9 through 18. You can read that on your own. But God warned them, our forefathers, ancient Israel, He warned them of all the problems that they would bring on themselves by rejecting Him, His rule over them. But they didn't listen and heed. The master educator, they didn't listen and heed that master educator. Do you? You need to ask yourself that question. Noticing going on here, picking it up in verse 19 of 1 Samuel 8, beginning in verse 19. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, no, but we will have a king over us. Yes, they refused to obey God. They refused to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, no, but we will have a king ruling over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. Yes, they wanted to be like the people around them, the pagan, heathen nation, idolatrous nations, not questioning whether their way was right or wrong. Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he repeated them in the hearing of the Eternal. So the Lord said to Samuel, heed their voice and make them a king. And Samuel said to the men of Israel, every man go to his city. Wanting to follow a man can get you into trouble. Wanting to be like the majority can get you into trouble. It's human nature to want to worship. It's human nature to follow the majority. And that may be a good trait, but make sure you are worshiping the true God and following those that are. Yes, make sure of that, my friends. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, he said, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ, or follow me just as I also follow Christ, whichever version of the Bible you're reading, whichever translation you're reading from. Well, the choice is yours, and everyone else as well. The great educator intended and created us with a mind to choose, think, and to plan. Yes, a mind like God's mind, but limited, so we can choose whom we obey. If we obey God, it will lead to righteousness and life. But if we refuse and go our way and listen to the false educator, Satan, as happened in the Garden of Eden, it will lead to curses and death. And that's the path that we have been on ever since Adam and Eve rejected God's rule in their life. We've been on the path of bringing curses upon us, and we're on the path of death. And Christ had to die so that our sins could be forgiven. Which educator will you listen to? I hope you will choose to listen and heed the master educator, God Almighty. Think about that, my friends. I hope that you will listen and heed, and listen to the master educator of all, God Almighty, the one that shows you how to have a happy life, the one that shows you how to inherit eternal life. Yes, the one that died and bled for you, the one that inspired the Bible to be written to begin with, to give you his manual book of life, to show you how to conduct your life. Because if you do, you will come to understand why you were born and what your destiny is and the purpose of life. And that you should want to know. You should want to know why you were born and where you're going. You will understand how to have a happy marriage and how to rear and train your kids and how to get along with fellow man. You will have the best education of all. Yes, you will be reaching for true values. You will have the best education of all if you heed the master educator. And if you would like help in guiding you to understand God's word, then we invite you to request our free booklets, Why Were You Born? And Born with a Purpose. And my friends, you need those books. You need to read those booklets, Why You Were Born. You should want to know why you are on earth to begin with. And you should want to know why you were born and what the purpose of life is. And ask to be enrolled in our free Bible correspondence course. Call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request, Why Were You Born? And Born with a Purpose. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and on several others in your areas.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.